All right, let me jump on into the Right Side Way opening monologue, and I'll remind you guys that every single day, the Right Side Way monologue sponsored for you by attorney Stan McDonald, partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee. Stan McDonald, great guy. I know him personally. I think the world of him. Proud to have him as a sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue, and I'll tell you more about him here in a few minutes. So I'll be honest, I'm going to go on a bit of a rant today. I mean, I got to get something off my chest, folks, because something happened yesterday, something that literally flew under the radar. No one saw it coming, at least I didn't. Something that represents, in my opinion, the height of cringe and partisanship and insult all rolled into one. Joe Biden fumbled around on stage and gave out participation trophies. You heard me. It happened. Did you know that Joe Biden held an awards ceremony at the White House yesterday? Well, nobody did. I mean, there was no major effort to promote the event. It was buried under real news about terrorism and elections and international events. But he did. Joe Biden held a ceremony to award the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Now, y'all, the Presidential Medal of Freedom is one of the highest awards that can be bestowed upon a civilian. It's founded by John F. Kennedy back in the 60s. Barack Obama, oh, by the way, he blew it out of the water. He gave out 118 of them during his tenure, just like slinging them out like candy. Donald Trump, he only awarded 24. And it should be selective. It should be special. Well, yesterday, Joe Biden handed out 20 in one day. Nobody does that. But it was who he gave it to that was the real story. So in what has to be the biggest slap in the face to over half the nation, Biden chose to hand the vaunted Presidential Medal of Gold of Freedom to none other than Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney and, wait for it, Benny Thompson. Former Congresswoman Liz Cheney and Congressman Benny Thompson, the architects and the presiding members of the January 6th Commission for their defense of democracy, is what he said. This was the equivalent of a massive presidential participation trophy, and it was also a poke in the eye to the idea that America is somehow turning a page on partisanship. So much for trying to make things better and smoothing the transition, right? Look, I'm appalled, amazed, and somewhat confused as to how anyone thought this was a good idea. And I do not profess to know or understand what goes on in the minds of the interns that are actually running the White House and signing Joe's names to official documents. But I can bet that they were all raised on participation trophies. That's my thought. That epic fail that says that no one keeps score, everyone's a winner, post-game snack time is more important than learning how to win and lose. If the Biden administration were a college football coach, the locker room would be filled up with platitudes and aw shucks comments about how winning's not everything, but then whining to the press after the game about how no one gives the players enough credit for just showing up. Participation trophies. That's where we are. The president batches up a stack of 20 participation trophies and slings them out to the crowd like confetti. And now listen, I may sound like an old fogey, right? But there was a time when we taught kids that the best trophies in life come from hard work and dedication. They were taught every Saturday on Wide World of Sports that there's both the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. But they were also taught by parents who cared and teachers who knew and coaches who pushed and drill sergeants who yelled and bosses who required that life may in fact have setbacks, but that setbacks are not final. Setbacks are merely obstacles that have to be overcome. And truthfully, I don't mind if little kids get a medal for being on the team. I mean, I loved watching my kids play sports when they were just little bitty and kicking daisies in the outfield. I love seeing my grandson play little guy soccer and have no idea what the score is, but he knows his daddy told him he played hard, and that's his takeaway, and that's good. But there does come a time in life, even as a child, when they have to know that sometimes they will win and sometimes they will lose, and actions do have consequences, and hard work may be required to produce results. And the example that Joe Biden is giving right now to kids in America by handing out whole batches of Presidential Medals of Freedom to people who questionably didn't deserve it, well, kids see that, and kids then lean on the mentality that we saw in yesterday's awards ceremony. And the kids who grow up with that kind of example are the kind who would drop into the fetal position and seize up if they were told to storm the beaches at Normandy. We need people who know what it means to have the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. And giving away 20 Presidential Medals of Freedom in one batch, two of which go to people that insulted half the nation and withheld evidence, is wrong. It's this mentality that allowed so much to happen in the past few years. So as BLM rioted and burned, and illegal immigrants got free housing, and Israel was chastised for defending itself against terrorism, the Biden administration made a mockery of true achievement. Free money for everything. No need to work. Government assistance for agenda-driven nonsense. Gold medals for people who suppressed evidence and lied about January 6th. I suspect that Biden will find a way to award the student protesters at Columbia University before he leaves office. You know, the ones who stared down their deans and defied the good order and discipline of academia. The ones who called out for their university to divest itself of anything related to Israel. Remember them? A bunch of kids so empowered that they could break out the windows of their school buildings, take over the classroom, pull down the American flag and put up a Palestinian flag, and threaten Jewish students with bodily harm, call for death to Israel, and then demand the school send them vegan food. And promise that they wouldn't get counted absent on the exams that they were skipping while they tore up the campus. There's only one explanation for what we saw on Columbia University and other campuses like that, a lifetime of participation trophies. You heard me. We saw what happens on campuses when a generation of kids grows into semi-maturity, having never learned that life can be hard and that not everyone's a winner. And you don't always get a trophy when you lose. And yes, there are consequences for bad behavior. Most of these everyone's a winner neophytes, they don't even know what they were protesting on their college campuses. Something about their school does like some business with like some country called Israel, like who's at war with these poor, misunderstood, oppressed people called, I don't know, like Palestinians or something, and they wear cool scarves, and I think they're like in the Middle East, which is like somewhere near Africa or like something. But yeah, that group at Columbia, they actually folded up pretty quick when most of the protesters got hungry because they forgot to bring their juicy juice and gluten-free snackables. The New York Post pointed out the Red Army held out against the Nazis during the siege of Leningrad for years under severe famine, but the pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia, they didn't make it to snack time. But I digress. Here's the deal. What happened on college campuses like Columbia? It was left unchallenged by the Biden administration. Why would that be? Nary a word as students disrupted and detained and demanded. As BLM burned whole city blocks, Kamala Harris helped raise money for their bail. When Antifa locked down a huge swath of downtown Portland and Seattle, Joe Biden had nothing to say. Consequences mean nothing to his administration unless it involves slapping the hand of government right across the face of anyone they deem to be on the right side of events. So if you're a conservative, you get no mercy, you get no quarter, and you surely get no medals. Unless, of course, you're Liz Cheney, who was willing to turn on her own party, her own principles, her own constituents. Liz Cheney, who assisted in withholding evidence from the January 6th Commission and tampered with witnesses, while people went to jail never knowing that she had exculpatory evidence at her disposal. And then she campaigned for Kamala Harris in a desperate effort for relevance in the wake of losing her own seat in Congress when her voters came back and kicked her to the curb. But in Biden world, all that deserves a medal. The same Presidential Medal of Freedom, by the way, that has been given over the years to people like Rosa Parks and Jimmy Doolittle and Bob Dole and Nelson Mandela. Yeah. Liz got her a fine participation trophy. Well, I hope that Liz and her participation trophy go home satisfied. And when MSNBC calls to offer her a job to become one of the commentators on one of their ill-fated shows with low ratings, maybe she'll hang her medal in the broadcast booth as a testament that if you really screw people over and you try to hose the ones who used to support you and you switch teams in mid-game, then you too can get an award from a president who doesn't even know what day it is. Presidential Medals of Freedom. In Biden land, those are just golden participation trophies. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way.